everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Areas of frost are forecast across all of southern Illinois this evening into early Wednesday. South winds will gust over 30 miles an hour at times the end of this week. A chance of thunderstorms is forecast Friday through Saturday. The best chance will be when a cold front moves east through the region Friday night. A few strong to severe thunderstorms cannot be ruled out, but the primary concern will be locally heavy rainfall. In other news, Morgan Doggett of Washington, D.C., has been selected to be the 2018 Illinois Princess by the Illinois State Society for the National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. Morgan works on Capitol Hill for Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis and is the daughter of Billy and Suzanne Doggett of Mill Shoals. As part of the week-long program, princesses from the other 54 states and U.S. territories will have cultural, educational, and professional development opportunities throughout the D.C. metro area. This is the 70th anniversary of the National Conference of State Societies Cherry Blossom Program in Washington, D.C. A sushi reception and grand ball will be held this Friday at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, where the U.S. Cherry Blossom Festival Queen will be selected for this year. The culmination of the festival will end with the Cherry Blossom Festival Parade down Constitution Avenue. More news after this.
You have years of memories in your home, the most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, while protecting your home, car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield at 842-2193.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Fairfield City Police want to make the public aware of some scams being seen around the area. Recently, several residents have reported their telephone numbers, both home and cell phone numbers, being used by unknown individuals. The process is known as spoofing numbers, making a caller ID show up as any number the scammer wants. If you receive a call from a number that you are familiar with, and there is a pre-recorded automated message or you do not recognize the caller, simply hang up and do not provide any personal information to that caller. If it is a family member's or a friend's phone number, call them by using the keypad on your own phone and alert them that their number is being used by a possible scammer. 49-year-old Barbara A. Garner of Fairfield was arrested over the weekend on charges of driving on a suspended license and possession of methamphetamine. Garner was jailed pending the setting of bond by a judge. City police arrested Garner after observing her driving a blue van in the 100 block of North 1st Street. The city patrolman knew Garner did not have a valid license. During an inventory of her van, police found a hypodermic syringe loaded with suspected methamphetamine in her purse. 53-year-old Jody Merrick of Fairfield was arrested Sunday by state police for driving under the influence of alcohol. 45-year-old Troy Harrison of Clay City has been arrested by Clay County Police on a Wayne County warrant charging him with being a convicted felon in possession of a weapon, possession of meth, possession of a hypodermic syringe, and driving on a suspended license. Bond has been set at $7,500 cash. Ryan C. Kistner, 26, of Fairfield, arrested Sunday on a failure to appear warrant for DUI drugs. Kistner posted $345 bond and was released. Fairfield City Police arrested Kistner after a patrolman spotted him outside 513 Spring Street and knew he was wanted on a local warrant. Spencer A. Wright, 22, of Fairfield, arrested Saturday night by Fairfield City Police on a charge of domestic battery. Wright was jailed pending the setting of bond. City police were called to 1101 Southwest 6th Street to investigate a domestic violence report. Speaking with the complainant, 33-year-old Ashley K. Wright, officers were told that Spencer Wright had been drinking. The two started to argue. Mrs. Wright claimed that Spencer Wright started punching holes in the walls of their home and shoved her. City police arrested Spencer Wright on a preliminary charge of domestic battery. Travis W. Allred, 32, of Norris City, has been arrested by Carmi City Police for driving on a suspended license and driving with no insurance. He was cited following a traffic stop on Lexington Avenue in Carmine. Gibson County, Indiana, Sheriff's Police report the arrest over the weekend of 27-year-old Kendley Baptiste of Mount Carmel on a charge of drunk driving. A deputy stopped Miss Baptiste's 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix for speeding on Indiana State Road 64 near White Church Road. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, she was taken to the county jail in Princeton and cited for DUI. She posted $1,300 cash bond and was released pending a court appearance. Officials with the Saline County Sheriff's Department report the arrest of David K. Duffy II, 41 of Carmine, for failure to appear in court on two counts of burglary. Mr. Duffy remains in the Saline County Detention Center at Harrisburg pending a court appearance. And the Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting the death of a third individual who experienced severe bleeding after using synthetic marijuana, also known as Spice K2 or fake weed. So far, 107 people in the central Illinois area have experienced severe bleeding after using synthetic marijuana, including these three deaths. Two of the deaths occurred in men who were in their 20s. The third was a man in his 40s. Individuals who have been sickened by the synthetic marijuana have reported coughing up blood, having blood in their urine, severe bloody nose, bleeding gums, and/or internal bleeding. Numerous individuals have tested positive for a lethal anticoagulant often used in rat poison. Synthetic marijuana is found across Illinois and the U.S. in places like convenience stores, gas stations, drug paraphernalia shops, novelty stores, and online. Anyone who has a reaction to synthetic marijuana, such as severe bleeding, should call 911 immediately or have someone take them to the emergency room immediately. More news after this.
Ray's Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere as well as many other types of replacement parts. They stock belts, bearings, filters, and more. They also have the experience to find the part that you need to get those mowers running and ready for the mowing season. Ray's Not New Shop now has a selection of bookshelves, tables, beds, and even a desk. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential and for townships. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling your yard or building up your garden. They will deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Call now to get a quote for your yard mowing or bush hogging. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed. And these buildings are engineered, certified to meet state codes. Ray's Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
An aide to U.S. Congressman John Shimkus will be available in Louisville, Wayne City, and West Salem next week to assist area constituents with any problems they may be having with the federal government agencies. On Wednesday, April 18th, the staff member will be at the Louisville Village Hall from 9:30 a.m. till 11 a.m., then at the Wayne City Community Building from noon to 1:30, and finally at the West Salem City Hall from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Constituents who need assistance with federal issues but are not available at that time can call the congressman's Maryville, Illinois office. Kindergarten registration will be held at Northside School from Tuesday, April 17th through Friday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, this registration is to complete paperwork for children who will attend kindergarten and Northside School this fall. No appointment is necessary, and children need not attend. If your child is already in pre-K at Northside School, you do not need to attend this registration. A packet will be sent home with Northside pre-K students. A back-to-school night will be held in August to meet the teachers. Each child must be 5 years of age by September the 1st this year. A certified birth certificate and immunization record must be presented at the time of registration. The school nurse will be available at registration to help with questions regarding requirements for immunizations and medical, dental, and eye exams. Forms for these exams are available at the school and at local medical providers' offices. The physical exam must be completed prior to the beginning of school in August. Frontier Community College will be hosting its annual Lineman Rodeo this Saturday, the 14th, starting at 10:30 a.m. The event is sponsored by the Electrical Distribution Systems Program, EDS, and will be held north of the Workforce Development Center at the Poles. The public's invited to bring their lawn chairs and enjoy the show, which will last about an hour. The rodeo will feature students currently enrolled in the Electrical Distribution Systems Program at Frontier. Students will demonstrate their skills in free climbing races, cross-arm replacement races, cutout replacements, and a hurt man rescue. Frontier Community College is at Illinois Eastern Community College. For more information about this program, call the college at 842-3711. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $1.50 a barrel today. They're paying $56.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 80-year-old Fairfield resident Darlene Smith died at 8 o'clock Sunday evening at a Parian Care in Fairfield. She was a homemaker and member of the King's Chapel Church in Fairfield. Survivors include two daughters, Deborah Smith of Fairfield and Linda, and husband Timothy Gleiser of Thomasville, Georgia. Three sons, Michael and wife Joni Smith of Fairfield, Timothy and wife Nicole Smith of Fairfield, and Joseph and Sean Smith of Dallas, Texas. Nine grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Four sisters, Frances Weimer, Barbara and husband Richard Pike, Laureen and husband Sam Weber, all of Fairfield, and Wanda Walters of Sims. Two brothers, Ray and wife Sherry Harrison and Dallas Harrison, both of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Darlene Smith will be 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 12 noon Wednesday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the King's Chapel Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Delbert Lee Bud Anthus died at 12:11 Thursday afternoon, April 5th, at Evergreen Hospital in Kirkland, Washington. He worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation in New Lenox, Illinois, until his retirement. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, serving during the Vietnam War as an ammo truck driver in Germany. Survivors include his only son, Greg, and wife Jen Anthus of Kirkland, Washington, two grandchildren, Abigail and Olivia, and a sister, Joanne, and husband, Dwayne Hetzel of Fairfield. Services for Bud Anthus will be 1 o'clock this Friday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals with full military honors. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service on Friday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the First General Baptist Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 89-year-old Sisney resident Robert Bozarth died Monday at his home near Sisney. He had been a bulk fuel distributor for Standard Oil and was a lifelong farmer and was a member of the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. Survivors include a son, Michael, and wife Barbara Bozarth of Fairfield, and three grandchildren, Brandon Bozarth of Cypress, Texas, Jared Bozarth of Fairfield, and Caitlin Bozarth of Fairfield. Funeral services for Robert Bozarth will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow at Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be 9 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 77-year-old Dahlgren resident Mary Ellen Tennyson died at 6:35 Sunday evening at her home in Dahlgren. She was a homemaker. Survivors include two sons, Brad Tennyson and wife Wendy of Belle Rive, and Keith Tennyson and wife Marie of Dahlgren, a sister, Wilma Willis of McLeansboro, a brother, Roy Bennett, and wife Bobby of Greenup, four granddaughters, Dorothy Tennyson Reynolds of Dahlgren, Heather Coombs of Wayne City, Bobby and Crystal Barnes of McLeansboro, and two great-grandchildren, Kimberly and Elizabeth Reynolds. Funeral services for Mary Ellen Tennyson will be 1 p.m. Thursday at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Visitation will be 6 to late Wednesday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Memorials may be made to the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
Time for a Tuesday check of sports. College softball from yesterday. FCC drops a doubleheader to Olney Central College, 17-1 in 5 innings in Game 1 and 11-0 in 6 innings in Game 2. High school softball, Edwards County over Carmi White County, 15-4 in 5 innings. In high school baseball, Louisville North Clay beats Sisney 15-0. Carmi White County wins over Edwards County, 13-3. In Major League Baseball, Greg Holland walked four batters in his Cardinals' debut in the 10th inning and forced home the go-ahead run Monday that gave the Brewers a 5-4 win. Holland, who tied for the NL lead with 41 saves for Colorado last season, was signed as a free agent on opening day. He pitched two innings at Class A before joining the Cardinals earlier Monday. Holland walked two batters to begin the 10th inning. After a sacrifice bunt, an intentional walk loaded the bases. The three-time All-Star closer then walked Orlando Arcia and was pulled. Rays beat the White Sox 5-4, and the Cubs' home opener against the Pirates yesterday was postponed because of snow. The Cubs tried pushing back the scheduled start time by an hour, but the snow persisted. It covered the seats on the lower level and the playing surface at Wrigley Field in a scene more reminiscent of January than April. NBA action last night, Brooklyn over the Bulls, 114-103. On the schedule today, Frontier hosts John A. Logan College at 1 o'clock for a doubleheader. High school baseball, FCHS is at Johnston City. Sisney hosts St. Elmo Brownstown. Edwards County is at Hamilton County. In high school softball, FCHS is at Johnston City. Edwards County is at Hamilton County. Sisney plays at Bridgeport Red Hill. High school tennis action, FCHS is at Heron. Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on the Brewers once again. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 6:20 p.m. Cubs host Pittsburgh, White Sox at home against Tampa Bay. And in the NBA tonight, Pacers at home against Charlotte. That's Tuesday Check of Sports. Have a great day. Partly cloudy skies today with a high 52. Tonight, clear skies, low 33. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high 72. Chance for rain on Friday with a high 75. And for Saturday, a chance for rain with a high 65.